Daily Scramble Live. It's KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Hopefully, you've been calling in our KX Love Notes hotline so you can leave a little message for your loved one. 949-416-3530. That's 949-416-3530. We'll play it back on air today. We had a little girl call in to wish Zac Efron Happy Valentine's Day. That was kind of weird, but we'll play it. So for those of you who are not super stoked on Valentine's Day, I thought I'd give you some other holidays to look forward to, because what is Valentine's Day? It's really just, how do holidays become national or global? You know, well, who's to say that napping day can't become a big thing? Anyway, I found this awesome website. It is timeanddate.com. They have a full list of like alternative holidays. So there's one for every single day. I had no idea that yesterday was World Radio Day. I feel like I should have known that. But that was yesterday, February 13th, World Radio Day. And they tell you how you can celebrate it. They give you a little bit of facts. So how to celebrate, learn more about the history and science of radios, learn how to build your own radio, I guess. Give your time and money to organizations like us, working on bringing radio communications to many isolated parts of the world. And did you know that the Spanish Academy of Radio had originally proposed to create a World Radio Day on October 30th? On this day in 1938, a performance of War of the Worlds by Orson Welles was aired over the radio. So yeah, February 13th, World Radio Day. Here's some more fun ones for you. This is, Squirrel Appreciation Day. That's January 21st. It's a day to acknowledge the role that squirrels play in nature and the environment. It's an unofficial holiday started by North Carolina wildlife rehabilitator Christy McCown in 2001 as a way to encourage people to put out seeds and nuts for those cute rodents. So that's Squirrel Appreciation Day, January 21st. Here's another one. I really dig this. Nothing Day. January 16th is Nothing Day. And it was started by a newspaper columnist, Harold Pullman Coffin, in 1973. That's an interesting name. In 73, the unofficial holiday aims to provide people with a day where they can just sit without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. You can make today Nothing Day. You can make every day Nothing Day if you really wanted to. You wouldn't be very productive, most likely. We could have debates over nothing. It'll be fun. Call in. Here's another one. Napping Day. This is every day for me. But it's officially on March 12th. So not too far away, guys. Napping Day. And it's the day that falls on the Monday after the time change. So yeah. How to celebrate? Take a short nap or a long one, like I do. I can't find the sweet spot. Tyler Russell was telling me earlier that it's 40 minutes. But I don't know. I still always wake up groggy. If your country does not observe the time change, then follow the napping day schedule of another country. Why lose out on the holiday just because your country doesn't have a time change? And did you know that a NASA study among pilots and astronauts found that short naps can increase performance by 34% and alertness by 54%? I totally believe that. Now, I got two more for you right now. They're tied together. It's March 15th and March 16th. March 15th is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. So it's a day all about humility and realizing that we don't have all the answers. And then the day after that is the opposite. Everything You Do Is Right Day. I can get behind that one as well. I think that's Arena's favorite day of the year. But Everything You Think Is Wrong Day, that's kind of like just my default setting. I just start with the premise that everything I think is wrong, and it keeps me out of trouble. All right, so those are some alternative fun holidays to look forward to if you are not down for Valentine's Day. But if you are down for it, call up our hotline. Wish your loved one a happy Valentine's Day. That's 949-416-3530. 416-3530. It's Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5.